Alan Moore has successfully defended his Copper Basin 300 title. The Two Rivers musher held off Nicholas Pettet on the final leg for his fifth victory, the most in race history. KCHU's Tony Gorman has more on Moore's historic win.
When it comes to the Copper Basin 300, Alan Moore continues to rewrite the history books. The historic win didn't come easy for the veteran. Moore knew he would have to fight Nicholas Pettet on the final stretch of the trail at Lake Louise Checkpoint early this morning.
I was only 1 minute ahead of him, and he didn't even know I was in the picture before because I was taking all my rest early, and he took all of his late.
Pettet left Lake Louise first and beat Moore to the first Tulsana checkpoint. Moore was able to gain the lead by leaving first out of that checkpoint. He maintained a lead throughout the rest of the race. The Two Rivers musher crossed the finish line at Old Pass Church in Glen Allen at 2:05 p.m., with Pettet coming in 7 minutes later. After the race, Moore thought it was very competitive.
It was a race this year. I mean, it was close. We were nip and tuck there right at the end.
Moore's historic fifth win further cemented his views about the CB 300 being the best qualifier for the Yukon Quest and Iditarod. He believes it should be a prerequisite for any 1,000-mile race.
Some of the other races that you don't see that, where if you have a race just on a river, you know, that's all you see. But here you get to see river, you get to see mountains, you get to see cold weather most of the time. You just get to see everything.
Moore's fifth CB 300 victory is more than any musher in history. Three others only have two wins. This is the second separate time he has won consecutive titles. Moore accomplished defeat in 2007 and 2008. Two others won back-to-back titles, Susan Butcher in 1992 and 1993, and Mitch Seavey in 1997 and 1998. With another win in the books, Moore now shifts his focus on defending another title in 2 weeks, the Yukon Quest. He's confident that his dogs are ready for any 1,000-mile race.
Hopefully the dogs all come out fine. They'll be mentally and physically tough. They'll be ready to go into Iditarod or Yukon Quest, tomorrow. So that's one of the main reasons. That's why we put three teams in this race. We put every dog, almost every dog we have at our kennel that's of racing age, into the race.
Moore also plans to compete in the Iditarod this season. Last season, his wife, Allie Zirkle, finished runner-up in that race. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.